This weekend, it's the Final Four in San Antonio. Big, big weekend for college basketball. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our college basketball expert. We used to visit every year with his brother, Billy Tubbs, the great coach from TCU in Oklahoma. But Billy passed away, unfortunately, a couple of years back. So now we visit every year with his brother, also a college basketball expert, Willie Tubbs. Morning, Willie.
Good to be on with you, Chuck. I'm so pleased to be your college basketball expert because it is an honor to be the understudy replacement to my late, great, ornate brother, legendary TCU legend Billy Tubbs.
Yeah, you sound a lot like him.
I am pleased to break down this tournament, and I am also pleased to be sitting atop a naked zebra while holding a portrait of Genghis Khan dressed as a gecko.
Okay.
That's really weird.
Chuck.
Well, that's a great place to start talking hoops. Who do you like in that first matchup, Florida-Auburn?
As a gender-fluid American of color, you have asked a good question, Chuck. And to honor your question of color, I am commissioning an oil portrait of a monitor lizard eating the Statue of Liberty.
Okay.
Chuck.
Okay, maybe that means he likes Florida. Lizard.
That's exactly
Gators.
What that means, Chuck.
Okay, I'm trying to figure it out.
You have decoded me, Chuck.
It's George. All right, the second semifinal. Can anybody beat Duke? Could the defense of Houston maybe stop them?
Do you know how many pocket watches I can fit in my anus, Chuck?
No.
Well, if you come over in an hour when the laxative takes effect, we can count them together.
Oh, my gosh.
It will be a fun father-daughter bonding experience, Chuck.
What?
Cooper Flagg is one of the big names in this tournament, favorite to win the MOP. How do you rate Cooper Flagg against some of the past Duke greats?
It's like Norm always says, black guys are good in bed. I'm sorry I misspoke, Chuck. I meant to say I like sandwiches.
Chuck. Okay.
Back to you.
Sure where that was going?
So you like Cooper Flagg. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that once when I was an older child of 25, I was attacked by pit bulls, and while they were tearing off my arm, I orgasmed, Chuck.
All right.
And that's how America was born.
That's just insane.
I think that's incorrect history, and I think 25, at that point, you're not a child.
Hey, Chuck. Do you know where I can get bloodstains out of my quinceañera dress?
Gosh.
It got pretty messed up last night. That's the last time I break into a church while wearing my quinceañera dress.
Okay, this is getting worse as we
can
go.
We please talk about basketball, Chuck?
Well, yes. That's what we were hoping for, yeah.
Well, I'm looking down at my Final Four, which I scribbled on the back of pornography.
Oh, gosh.
And I did pretty well, but I misspelled Brookhaven Junior College winning it all, Chuck.
Yeah, they're not eligible. They're not a Division I basketball program.
Well, I missed in my bracket in terms of accuracy, and I only have one team left in my Final Four, Chuck.
Who's that?
In one game, I have Duke versus Mayonnaise.
So you got Duke, right?
I got, Duke still in it?
Yeah.
I thought Mayonnaise was still in it, Chuck.
No, Duke's still going.
In the other game, I had Crypto versus Blenders. But my Sweet 16, I was massacred pretty much because I had Marquette, pizza, kangaroo-sized hubcaps. The city of Hearst. Egyptians. Pencil erasers. And anal.
Okay.
You know
that's about enough.
You missed all of those. Yeah. Even Marquette didn't get to the Sweet 16.
I have to go now, Chuck. The SWAT team is here.
Okay.
As a form of self-punishment, I swatted myself.
Wow.
Just to see the reaction the snipers would have to my new bunny costume, Chuck.
All right. Enjoy the final four, Willie.
Bye.
He is even more out there than his brother.
That's Willie Tubbs.